I'm going to say a prayer right quick. Father, we just ask that you bless and that you would have me to say, Father. Let it be you speaking forth and sharing that which you would have to bring forth, Father. We look to you, Father, because we always want to hear from you. And so we commit all things into your hands, O God, for we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. There's a girl I used to teach in Sunday school after I got saved at the small church we used to go to. And she had a son that was playing basketball with a friend at the Y. I used to work and at the Y. I had retired from, I can't tell you how many jobs I have resigned from since I actually retired in 2004. And he was 14 years old, and he had a heart condition that they weren't, you know, aware of. And so when the pastor's son, their good friends, had tossed him the ball and he bent down to get it, the pastor was saying at his service, the boy was 14 years old, that he bent down to get the ball, but he stood up in glory. God took him. They worked on him. They couldn't revive him. His grandmother called me. God gave me a vision that I shared with them. And then when my son was incarcerated, a friend of his could really draw. And I sent to him, and he drew this picture of the vision that God gave me. And I gave it to, you know, the parents. I was able to share it with them before his service, you know, and everything. But from this, she has started, it's called Helping Hurting Hearts Heal. And they've had a gathering. They didn't last year, but the year before that she invited me to. And for me to share at that time, my son had passed, and to share, you know, the poem that God had given me at that time and some things. Well, she called me and asked me, when I write a poem and share it at the one that they're having next Saturday, the 17th. Since then, a lot of things have happened. God gave me a poem, and the poem is Learning to Ride the Waves, and it's about how that things you're going through, and it's like your waves are up and down sometimes, and you're grieving for someone. You're up here just going along that day, and then all of a sudden it's this reality, like that they're gone. Everyone has went through that when they've lost a loved one. A friend of mine, your best friend that we've worked together over 50 years, we've been friends over 50 years. She was saying when her son had died the year before mine, and she had four children, and her son, her oldest, was the one that I was closest to, and we would share and kid and all. And then my son, even my, was really friendly with her. You know, there's just something that you just click, you know, your friends and that. And she said, you know, Brenda, I've lost mother and father. Makes me almost cry. That's my brothers, and she said, and my husband, but she said, there's nothing like losing a child. And if anyone has lost one, I love her, and we went through things together through life. Her dad and my dad died the same month, different years. Her mom and my mom died the same year, the same day, but different years. And then she had a brother that had a brain tumor. God, you know, he went on to be the Lord. I had a sister that, there's so many things that coincide, you know, that we had, you know, alike. And so when I wrote this poem, as I wrote it and as I was reading through it, I was seeing that not just in grief or in things, but as we are walking with God daily, that there are ebbs and flows and things that we go through as he is dealing with us and bringing us to a place of maturity in him. And I just thank him for that, you know, through this, the loss of my son, it has actually deepened my relationship with God, and that I have you look at people differently, you look at things differently, and hearing his voice and seeing. And I just love coming, Buddy and I was talking about how we love coming down here in the family, because we consider you all family, and how we look forward to, you know, to coming. And we've all went through things, you know, grieving together, rejoicing together, and that. And just now, when Etta came up and talked to me, was telling me, she complimented me on being a prayerful person and things. And she was in the store, she said, and she was looking. She said Clyde had given her a book on forgiveness maybe a week or two ago. And she was in the store, and she saw these books. And she gave me one, I think, Kathy, the other. I just wept when she gave me this, because this book that she gave me says, "Be still and know." And it's got butterflies all over it, and that's been a thing with me, the butterflies. Seeing the transformation that God does in us. And I spoke before on, you know, the caterpillar and the butterfly. And I opened it up, and this is what I saw, and then I'm going to share, if I can get together here. I didn't know exactly what I was going. I just wanted to share things that God had been speaking to me, and my aunt passed, an aunt that I had shared, you know, for a prayer. She was so sweet. I just loved visiting with her and seeing her. And a week before she passed, I had visited her in the hospital and played music and sang and prayed with her and that. Sweet, sweet spirit. Well, this says, rejoice always. And it says, rejoice always and pray continually, and give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. So life doesn't always work out the way we want it to. The circumstances that we find ourselves in can leave us feeling disappointed and even resentful sometimes. We have expected God's goodness without realizing that part of the Christian walk involves suffering. It is not that God wants you to go through hardship, but he wants you to experience his joy and presence at all times, and I believe in anything that we're going through. That is why we are to give thanks in all our circumstances, whether joyous or painful. He is able to lift you up, to allow you to feel joy, and to bring you closer to him, and to rejoice always. It says, dear Lord, help me to come to you in the hard times as well as the easy times. Thank you that you are a good God who cares about me. Thank you that I can trust you with my life. Thank you that you are present in all my circumstances. And remind me, oh God, to rejoice in you always. This was the book, this is in this book that she just gave me. And I opened it right to that. So I said, let me, you know, share that. But I'm going to share this poem that God gave. And this friend of mine, I've had some things where God has really spoken to me when Charles had passed. Some things that happened that I've shared with some, that it's miraculous, and it's like God just opened the veil and just revealed and showed, you know him to let him speak to me. And my friend last week had an experience. She doesn't profess that she has had an experience in God, but she has been looking to him and trusting him. And every time we get together, she is just really having a hard time with the loss of her son, because they were really close. And I know when my son passed, God said, the closer the relationship, the greater the grief. And that is, you know, so. It is so with anything, with any person that has passed on, that the closer you are to them and the greater the relationship you have with them, there is a greater grief. You know, because I saw Charles every day, and she did with her son. And I was praying God to comfort her and to speak to her and just reveal himself to her. When I came, we would meet together on Thursdays. We used to go to McDonald's. We'd be there like for 5 hours. We'd be talking, and people would come and sit with us, and we'd play cards and everything before the pandemic for years. And she said, I got something to share with you. And she said, it's so real. And she said she went to bed, and she was sleeping because she's been having trouble even sleeping, and he's been gone 4 years now, May 27th. And she said, she woke up suddenly and looked, and she said, Tim was standing right in my doorway at the foot of her bed. And she said he was young because he had put on weight and had been real sick. And she said he was young looking. She said, I had to look and look again. And he smiled and said that everything's all right, that he's doing good. And she said, and then she said he didn't like walk out. He just disappeared. But that was a comfort to her. I said, how loving God is to allow something like that, so meaningful. I just hugged her. We cried. I thought it was just so beautiful how God had done that, you know, for her. So this poem is leaning, I'm learning to ride the waves. And this will mean different things to different people, but you'll see, you know, how that in things that we're going through, we are, there's waves in situations and things we're going through, and God is teaching us in it. He said, I never thought that I'd be on this journey, but here I am at an unexpected time, but it doesn't seem to have any reason or rhyme. I've observed others struggling on this trip, and there's no comparison to this hurt and pain. And at times it seems to sorely drain, and other times it covers like rain. This just doesn't seem to be real at times, and there are no words to even express all these feelings of dread and stress. It just seems to come in waves. You'll be going along with duties of your day, and suddenly you're overwhelmed in a breathtaking way. Oh, this cannot be true. This is the cry, and it just tears forth in a groan. And you grasp your chest, crying, am I alone? But then comes an overflowing of such calm. Oh, how I thank God, our comforter, our healer, our peace. He understands and is moved by the very feeling of our infirmities. Yes, I'm learning to ride the waves. They come with different ebbs and flows, but I have a master of the seas and the billows. And each day, he carries me along and through, covering me afresh and anew. And he speaks, peace be still, to the storms that sometimes arises, and he brings a peace that surpasses all understanding. Oh, yes, oh, yes, oh, yes. I'm learning, I'm learning, I'm learning, and oh, what a teacher I have. Sorry, I don't have. And God had given me, I'll give the scripture. Let me read that he gave me to go with this. But I'm so thankful how that God knows us and how that he's concerned about everything, you know, that we go through. And I thank God. This is in Philippians 4:7, where he said, and God's peace shall be yours. That tranquil state of a soul assured of its salvation through Christ and so filling fearing nothing from God and being content that it's with his earthly lot of whatever sort that is, that peace that transcends all understanding shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. That's in Philippians 4:7. Then he gave me in 2 Thessalonians 2:16. 2 Second Thessalonians 3, 16 says, and now may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and gave us everlasting consolation and encouragement, well-founded hope through his unmerited favor, comfort and encourage your hearts and strengthen them and make them steadfast and keep them unswerving in every good work and word. And the other scripture he gave me was in Colossians 3:15. And let the peace, that soul harmony which comes from Christ, rule and act as an umpire continually in your hearts, deciding and settling with finality all questions that arise in your minds, that peaceful state in which, as members of Christ, one body, you are also called to live, and be thankful, appreciative, and giving praise to God. Always, in all things. I wrote this down that God was showing me that there's ebbs and flows in relationships. That's with husbands and wives, friends, siblings, anyone. That there's ebbs and flows. Because I've been married with Speedy over there. And so you do, I got married all those years. I was single and that. And then God brought us together. It's been beautiful. But there's still things I'm learning, you know, in this, because it's something, because when I was married before, I was 25, but we were never together. He was all over the country and that. So I was never really married. So I've not been in a relationship. And then we get married. And I thank God for the things I'm learning in this, and that God is doing a work in each of us. In any relationships we have, there's a learning in it. And I can see that God is, well, he's taken off the, you know, rough edges, and he's smoothing us. And I gave him a card for Father's Day. And one thing I had to underline, it said about thanking him for being there, because I know that sometimes I know how I can be, because he's quiet and I'm mouthy, so I know this. So I know that. I am. He'll tell you that. My sister said, does she try to get the last word in, buddy? He said, yeah, sometimes. And my sister said, well, my goodness, Daddy was telling you that when you were young, and you're still doing this. I said, it's not I'm trying to get the last word in. It's just that I'm not done talking yet. Joey's laughing. He's doing that here, aren't you? And it said that we are all interconnected in relationships come into our lives to shape and to mold us. It said here, to our highest being, but it's really into Christ. And like the rock formation, the seashells and sand are weathered and polished by the waves, that we are shaped and we are smooth by the forces of our relationships with people, the things that God is doing in us, that he is shaping us, that we are more Christ-like, and he is seen more in and through our lives by the things that we are experiencing in and with others. And I thank God for that. My little lady that's turned 98 this year, and I've been going 5 years, July 1st, we had an anniversary party. She and I did, and I cooked steak and all this stuff that we had. And I tell you that she was telling me, and she was in tears hugging me. She gave me a card. I'd given her a card, and she said that she thanks God every day for me. But I let her know it's Christ. It is him. That you can't take credit for the good and the blessing and the love, and that's your showing. I can't take credit for it. I know that it's what God has done in and through me and with her. And she talks about what a blessing. Here comes my sunshine. Here comes my angel when I come in. It's very humbling, you know, because maybe you'd have been getting cute with him maybe earlier, and you come in here and she says this to you. It's So I just thank God for what she's laughing because she's identifying with me. And I thank God for what he's doing and the things and the relationships we have. And I let her know what a blessing she is to me. She had five sons, and she's got two left. She's outlived them, and some of them died in their 30s. One was a pastor. And I told her, the first person I called when Charles passed was her, because all that week I had felt this impending, and I had shared it with her. She said she thought it was her. She says, maybe I'm going to pass, and God's showing Brenda. But when it happened to my son, I called her. She was so calm. She said, now, Brenda, you know, for 2 weeks you've been feeling this impending. And I can't tell you what all she said, but a calm came over me because she has had experienced this. And I just thank God for his faithfulness. The peoples that he brings into our lives, that crosses our path, that is all for good. I don't care if they've treated you horribly, which I had a niece like that. God gave me such a love and forgiveness for her that she said, Aunt Brenda, I'm so ashamed of things I've said and how I've acted with you. She said, but I know that you love me because you've been so good to me and my kids. And I let her know it was God, because I shared before, I know I wanted to handle her. And so I know that this is what God had done in me. And I thank God for the time he takes with each one of us. He is so wanting Christ to be so formed and come forth in our lives. And the time he takes with us, he is such a blessing to each one of us. I thank God for him. I thank God for each of you and for the opportunity that I've got to share some with you. Thank you. God bless. Thank you.